On this episode of the Position Podcast, I'm sharing tips for both wives and future wives on how to elevate your love life in the coming year. And it is definitely not what you think. So join me as I unpack some valuable insights and some action steps so you can move forward in setting the stage for the love life you've always dreamed of. Have you come to the point in your life where doing that work, church, home, repeat just isn't working for you anymore, and you know there's got to be more to life than this? Then girl, you've come to the right place. I'm Kimberly Knight, and this is the Position Podcast. As a certified coach, consultant, author, and speaker, I've had the privilege of helping women to position themselves for success in life, love, and business. So if you're ready for some wisdom wrapped up in a little bit of girlfriend, join me and other experts each week as we give you the conversation, coaching, and keys you need to take you to your next steps. Welcome to the Position Podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Knight, and today we're going to talk about 10 things that wives and future wives can do to elevate their love lives next year. So what I'm about to share with you may be so counterintuitive that it had to come with a little explanation. Besides God, the most important relationship and the longest one you will ever have in your lifetime is with yourself. So I am going to share with you that if you really want to elevate your love life next year, focus on you. Remembering that second to your relationship with God, it is the most important and the longest standing. And by investing in your own well-being, your own personal growth, you are going to be so much more attractive to your future husband if you are single, or your husband now if you're married. They're going to be able to see even the more so how fabulous and what an amazing woman you are, and the one that you are also becoming and blossoming into. So that said, number two, I want you to expand your social circles. Start it this year. Join clubs. Look for classes. Look for social groups that align with your interests, right? You want to meet new people in a variety of settings. That's going to increase your likelihood for the singles to find someone to share their lives with. And for you married ladies, it's going to mix it up a little bit, right? So many times as married women, we make it stuck in ruts. We become very focused on just, you know, getting everything done, and, you know, the lunches need to be made and the floor needs to be mopped. And, you know, you have to also work on your relationship with your husband and spend time with your family. And if you're not careful, you will stifle your own passions, and your relationships will only focus around, I don't know if you found this, especially for you, those of you who are still actively parenting, whoever your kids' friends are, then their parents become your friends. And if you really look at it, sometimes you don't even want to spend time with those people, but you're forced into relationship because of the proximity of the children or the relationships between the children. So I'm encouraging you to expand your social circles to include people that are outside of those circles. So they're not your husband's friends. They're not your children's friends. They're your social circle. So number three, spend some time in self-reflection and make a plan for personal and professional growth for next year. This is a wonderful time at the end of the year to begin to plan for next year and how you want to learn and grow. And quite frankly, with that self-reflection, the better you understand yourself, the more likely you are to attract individuals that really appreciate you as a single woman, and the more likely your husband is to begin to appreciate the woman you're becoming. So spend some time making your personal and professional growth plan for next year right now so you can hit the ground running. Number four, I already said to you, you know, expand your social circles beyond what you normally would have. I want you to do the same thing for social events, right? We usually attend social events that are inside of our comfort zone, but I am going to challenge you to step out of your comfort zone by attending events that you normally wouldn't think of. This will mean opening up possibilities and introduce you to people from different backgrounds and interests. It is going to make you a much more interesting woman. Number five, how about exploring some new hobbies? You could start this year by diving into some activities that ignite your passion and allow you to meet more people. You could do a dance class, an art workshop, join a book club, or start one. You might even want to pursue some other interests that maybe you did many years ago and you put down because of responsibilities. You may want to think of picking them back up now. Again, it is going to make you much more interesting. Here is the thing. The more interesting you are and the happier you are, the better you are going to enjoy your love life. You are going to be a much more well-rounded woman with a lot more to talk about and to share. You will have the opportunity to meet new people that are going to challenge you in good ways, hopefully. And that is going to add to your feminine mystique so that when ladies who are married, when you are dealing with your husband, it will be as if you're bringing something new to the relationship, and it will be because it'll be a brand new you with some brand new perspectives. For my single ladies, this will be an opportunity for you to make some meaningful connections and possibly meet a life partner. Let's move on to number six. So here is the sixth way you can set yourself up for a better romance next year. Travel. Oh my gosh. Whether you do it alone, with your family, with, if you're married, with your husband, with some friends, or even a travel club, embrace that adventure, right? Explore new destinations and don't go to the normal. If you always go to the beach, head to the mountains. If you always go to the mountains, hop on a cruise. If you're always on a cruise, hop a plane. If you've taken the plane several times, get a train. They have these absolutely wonderful, by the way, if anybody wants to treat me or if any sponsors are listening, I would love to do that scenic train tour. There are several. There's that do an African safari. There's some through the Canadian Rockies. There's one through, I think, Washington State here in the States. Call me. I am ready to go. I will take wonderful footage and be a really great spokesperson for you. Try me. But in all seriousness, you're going to have an opportunity to meet people whose lives are very different from yours. You'll create memories and experience different cultures in a way that you can't do in a book or a video. And it's a really powerful way to discover more about yourself and to build confidence. And again, that feminine mystique is built and it is going to rev up that love life. Here's the seventh way you can elevate your love life next year. It's time to check your village, girls. As you can remember from my past episodes, I am a proponent of having a great supportive network for your life journey. Every once and again, you need to revisit your network to make sure that all of your villagers are in the right place. It is time to strengthen your bonds with family and friends. You want to make sure that everyone in the village should be in the village. And also make sure there's not any squatters, right? Because sometimes, if we're not careful, we'll get some squatters in our village and they'll take residence in places they don't have any business being. You know what that looks like in real life? It means people who feel they have the authority to offer you all kinds of opinions on subjects they have no expertise in or in areas where you have not requested their assistance. They're nosy. Nosy know-it-alls may have to be removed and brought back to the basement, right? But find your village, make sure that you revisit it, and make sure that it's still working for you. Here's another thing. Ladies, if you really want to be attractive and elevate your love life, be that for someone else. Elevate not only your village, but be an elevated villager in someone else's. Strengthen those bonds. Cultivate your friendships. Make sure your accountability partners, you know the boundaries and you each have an understanding of how that works. Be that for each other. I am telling you, it is going to be so powerful. If any one thing can move not only your relationships forward, but your entire life, it's your network. By the way, I did record a podcast earlier this year on how to build your village, and I will put the link to that in the show notes. So the eighth way that you can elevate your love life next year is by focusing on some personal goals. Have you begun to set your goals for next year yet? Well, defining your personal goals or coming up with your one word for next year is going to be exciting because the way it manifests and the way that you focus on it is really going to elevate your mind, your sense of fulfillment, and it makes you so much more attractive. So whether that's a one word that you're going to focus on, and I talked about that in the episode called Injure Your Strong. I'll put that link in the show notes as well. So whether it's your career achievements, fitness milestones, you're going to use a one word, or you're going to do a whole goal statement with tracking and expansive programming, just focus on being fulfilled and pursuing what excites you. The ninth way you can elevate your love life next year is to cultivate a really positive mindset. So here's the thing, girls. Stinking thinking is going to cause your relationships to tank, especially your romantic relationship. There is nothing more attractive than a positive, confident woman. So do what you need to do to shift your mindset. The Bible says that we are transformed through the renewing of our mind. Take time to renew your mind. Focus on gratitude. Focus on the potential for positive connection. Focus on giving yourself and others affirmation and looking at your strengths and how you can build on your strengths rather than how you're going to strengthen a weakness. By the way, just a side note, the best way to strengthen a weakness is to focus on your strengths. Do not put your energy forward on strengthening your weakness. Build more into your strengths so that your strengths are able to compensate for what you perceive as weaknesses in other areas, rather than spending a lot of time, energy, effort, and money trying to make yourself strong in an area that's really not going to serve you in the same way. We're all created differently by the Father. Some of us are really great at math, some of us are not. Rather than spending the next 2 years worth of energy trying to make yourself better at math, increase your skills in language. If you're really great at words, increase those skills, and then you can pay somebody to do your math. So here is the 10th way that I want to share with you to elevate your love life. Reflect on your relationship history. This comes with a caveat. When I say reflect on your relationship history, this is for self-awareness. This is not for you to beat yourself up. This is not for you to start fantasizing about coulda, woulda, and shoulda. This is about understanding what worked well and what didn't so you can do more of what worked well. It's about reflecting on your relationships and understanding who you were in them and how you showed up and how you want to show up in the future. It's about looking at your priorities and your boundaries moving forward and revisiting those. So again, this is not a trip down memory lane for you to have regret. This is about making your hindsight foresight so that as you move forward, you can make better and informed choices about your love life. So those are the 10 ways that I have that can rev up and elevate your love life next year. What about you? Did you have a few that you wanted to share with me? I hope so. I would love to hear from you. My contact information is in the show notes. And be sure to subscribe and share this so that we're able to get out more quality content to you and your friends. Until next time, be wonderfully blessed. Bye now. All right, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're listening so you never miss one. I would love it if you would share the podcast with your friends, post about it on Facebook and Instagram, or leave a review. That way, you can help me to bring you more great content and expert guests. Until next week, be blessed.